Good afternoon. It is 4:30 and time for Valley Voices on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, your host. And joining me in the studio today is none other than Raleigh Burley. Hi, Raleigh.
Good afternoon, Amy.
In a whole different capacity.
Here I am.
Yeah. And joining me on the phone soon will be Will Grandbois. And if you have put the pieces of the puzzle together, you'll know that Will Grandbois is the outgoing editor of the Soper Sun. And Raleigh Burley is the incoming editor of the Soper Sun. Congratulations, Raleigh Burley.
Thank you so much, Amy. It's an honor.
Yeah, it's, wow. That's just another step here. I remember the day when you walked into KDNK, and we've probably had this conversation a gazillion times, and asked if there, I think you were just asking if there was a news internship, or maybe you were asking if there was a general internship, but I remember that. I was standing out in the hall, and here comes this kid. And what year was that? Do you remember?
That would have been 2016.
Yeah, not that long ago.
2016. Standing Rock was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
The election was happening.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot going on then.
Unlike now, where there's nothing going on.
completely different.
Yeah. But, you know, it's 4 years ago, and now you're going to be editor of the local paper. What does that feel like?
It feels great. I'm honored for the opportunity. There are some big shoes to fill. Will Grandbois has done such a marvelous job with the Soper Sun as the editor. And, I'm so looking forward to helping to facilitate the telling of the many stories that this community will be weaving through 2021 and onward. We've been through a lot this past year, and I personally feel a lot of hope that 2021 is going to bring a lot of constructive change, a lot of things to tell about that reflect our values as a community and a sort of celebration of what we have here. And I think as the weather warms up again, even if there are still COVID restrictions, we'll be able to come together at least in a similar way as we did last year. And so looking forward to that.
One can only hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of planning out my year. I got a calendar from True Nature. That's beautiful, but it was meant to be used whenever, so it doesn't have the numbers yet.
And right, so I've seen those. I was in there the other day, and I saw those.
I enjoyed very much listening to KDNK today while I filled out all the numbers and months, and I noticed that there's a full moon on the Friday before Mountain Fair, so you can already kind of start to see these fun kind of conjunctions, as it were, to look forward to in this upcoming year.
Well, speaking of full moons and conjunctions, oh, I think we've got, as Lynn Burton would say, a jerk on the line.
Oh.
Will Grandbois, is that you?
That's me.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm getting by. How about yourself?
Oh, getting by, yeah. Just chatting with Raleigh here.
Hello, Will.
Hey, Raleigh.
So I was going to ask, I was in the middle of a question with Raleigh, but that can wait. So, Will Grandbois, you're passing the torch.
That I am.
You are. What compelled you to step down from the newspaper? You're doing such a great job.
Well, I appreciate hearing that, Amy, but honestly, this pretty much since coronavirus hit, I've been stretched pretty thin. I've got a family that needs more help than I've been giving, and I've had a newspaper that needed more attention than I've been given. So between the two, I thought it was appropriate to to focus on the home front and make sure that the newspaper was in the hands of someone who had the bandwidth to really run with it. So this is a great outcome in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I think we're all in agreement there. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about what was it like your first day as editor for the Soper Sun, Will?
Well, it was an interesting one, to be honest. Lynn Burton, the previous editor, was actually still in place for about 6 months to kind of show me the ropes. I had some journalistic experience on a daily level at the Post-Independent and some very minor managerial role as the entertainment editor. But it was stepping into being the top of the pyramid and the place that the buck stopped and people were expecting, you know, there were calls to be made right off the bat about what was going to get in the paper and what was appropriate and angry people to address when something wasn't quite right. I had a lot of help and I had a lot of backup, and I had John Colson and Lynn Burton and Jane Backrack all producing content to fill that paper. But it's a big seat to step into. You know, Trina Ortega and Therese Sylvester and Lynn Burton all really made it their own, and so I'm honored to have held the chair for 4 years, and I'm pleased as punch to be having Raleigh take over.
Well, it sounds like you're just stepping into a stream. You know, the stream doesn't stop just because you're the new editor. It keeps going, and you just step in, and the other person steps out, and there you are, dealing with all of the stuff that's coming at you in the stream. Mixing metaphors here, but, you know.
No, I think it's a really accurate one. It's almost like being the pilot of a boat that somebody's taken through one set of rapids, and they're pretty tired having rowed all that way. But the passengers, some of them are going to get off, and some of them are going to get on. But we have a lot of the same contributors. I inherited several from Lynn, some of whom stuck around through most of my time there, and some of whom are still there. Mm-hmm. Jeannie Perry has been doing P's and Q's since before there was a Soper Sun. We inherited that from the Valley Journal. There's, you know, the Mother's Day covers and the current cover, the Color the Cover, Spruce Up the Sun.
Oh, right.
Those
I love that.
Are traditions that predate the paper itself. So there's a lot of, as you said, those, you're part of a stream. Yeah, it would be very difficult to just step in and completely change everything. And I don't know why you'd want to, but you do also get a chance to make your own path, chart your own course, and add something new that wasn't there before. And Raleigh's, you know, bilingualism and many other talents, I think, put him in a great position to take what I've done and improve on.
And I take great comfort in knowing that we have such a strong pool of freelancers. And I think that the public can be reassured that your bylines will most likely, hopefully, when the time is right for you, continue in the Soper Sun. So people can look forward to your great journalistic work continuing.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, well, so do I. I think I might be taking a little bit of time off to refresh and, again, kind of focus down on the home front. But I also do... I'd love to continue to write, and there are some topics and projects that I haven't been able to tackle, while running the whole thing.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah, then as a freelancer, I might write a little more, or at least a little more in depth than I have over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly something to look forward to.
Yeah, really. Raleigh, do you expect to be writing as well?
Yeah, I hope to write as much as possible, and you know, in these first few weeks, get the hang of how it goes, and also the Soper Sun has experienced a shift where now Todd Chamberlain has stepped up as the executive director.
Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, so it will kind of create a little bit more of a traditional publisher-editor kind of division of responsibilities. whereas Will was carrying a lot of the weight of kind of being the top person in this nonprofit organization, Todd is going to also, in addition to kind of overseeing the office and distribution, he'll be helping out the board, seeking grants and creating partnerships that might facilitate the paper and its growth. And as, you know, a stable organization that can fund the work of as many people as possible.
Sort of a next step. Well, Raleigh, you've been on the board of the Soper Sun for how many years?
I did a 3-year term.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And that concluded not long ago, actually. The timing of everything when it was definitive that Will was stepping away, I was stepping away from Katie and Kay, and with hopes of making it to Argentina to continue some personal projects I've cultivated. But at this time, it really does not look feasible and maybe not so desirable to stretch oneself so far from their home community and be in a different foreign context with everything that's happening.
So, Will, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced over the past 4 years? I can't believe it's been 4 years already.
I've been involved with the paper since its inception.
Right.
So, did my own stint on the board. So each era has its own challenges. You know, the big one for me, I think, was pretty much a complete turnover of staff. The paper I sort of inherited was mostly filled with kind of an old guard of folks who had been doing it for a long time and didn't necessarily have the capacity to continue being either, you know, part-time production person or just straight up wanted to retire altogether. So I had to watch sort of each of these people who I had learned from and learned how to, you know, learned the approach from sort of transition out and get new folks in. And that's true on the board as well. Raleigh has been there for 3 years. The very last original founding member of the board, Colin Laird, left just as I was coming on. But I had some, you know, Barbara Dills and Debbie Brule had been people that I had served on the board on before I even went off to the Post Independent. So there was a lot of continuity at first. By now I'm the last chunk of continuity. And that's a strange position to be in. Although Terry Ritchie has since transitioned into a board role. Megan Taggett has joined the board. So there are definitely people, again, kind of in that boat metaphor or that stream metaphor, lots of different people keeping the continuity to some extent. But yeah, I think seeing that whole, all the faces change and trying to make sure that we kept that feel, that approach, the hometown attitude was a pretty tricky process. We got to celebrate our 10th birthday in the midst of that. We've certainly had challenging times in terms of, you know, periods when the ads weren't coming in at as great a level, or periods when, you know, Raleigh on the news, on the Kitty and Kay side, and myself on the print side, were covering the Lake Christine fire pretty much 24/7, not getting a whole lot of sleep. But the broad strokes and the management side of things was relatively new to me and an interesting challenge for sure.
Well, yeah, the challenges of news, of reporting news, are always giant. But you add to that administrative work and management work, it's makes it even a bigger chunk. You know, a question, before I ask this question, though, it's about quarter five, and I want to remind listeners that you're listening to Valley Voices, and my guests today are Raleigh Burley, incoming editor of the Soper Sun, and again, congratulations, Raleigh. He's in the studio with me, and outgoing editor Will Grandbois, and congratulations to you too, Will. So I've always wanted to ask this question to people. What can you think of any big gaffes that happened during your tenure, Will? GAFF, as in G-A-F-F.
Yes, as in ways that things that we collectively put a foot in our mouths
messed
up. Yeah, I mean, I write corrections with some frequency. Some of them are pretty minor. Some of them are more significant. You know, we had a pretty major misspelling of a pretty major local figure in the headline on the cover at one point. That was
oops,
less than ideal. You know, there's the little ones that still kind of sting. Like, we have this really extensive birthday list that we actually share with Kitty and Kay, that people call in and let us know that birthdays are coming up. And I try to clean out the folks that have passed on. But every once in a while, we do end up publishing somebody who's not with us anymore. We didn't know that. That's an awkward moment for sure. We've had, you know, just last week, the press printed the wrong week's paper. We fixed it. We got it to you.
What?
Those things happen, and it's happened a couple of times. We've printed the wrong insert.
Press printed the wrong edition of the paper, and
they
printed out all of these copies, and it was like, oh no, that's like last week's or something.
Until I gave it away, nobody noticed, because there's a lot of people in the chain, a lot of places for something to go wrong, but also a lot of people who are willing to step up, take responsibility, and make things work. And so
how did you make that work? I'm curious.
Our delivery driver stuck around, and they printed the correct one, and she got going a little later, and you guys all still got your papers.
Amazing. So Raleigh, does that sound like a challenge that you want to meet? I guess you have to say yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that we in news know that you're never guaranteed a day off. Anything can happen. And so that an example of just, something out of our control, the printing press being its own business, making a major mistake that thankfully our distribution person was able to stick around and still deliver the papers. So, you know, conversations as well to guard against those things happening in the future, but those things happen.
Well, you know, you have a really cool head, and I've been lucky enough to work with that cool head of yours here at KDNK. Raleigh seems relatively unflappable. Is that something going off somewhere?
Yeah, so this is, there's a little alarm happening
alarm
in the studio.
Okay.
This happened during a music show on Sunday. I'm not sure the cause.
I don't know. I've heard it before. So listeners, we're really sorry. It's a little distracting, but it will go away.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
If you want to ask Will a question, I can poke around in the machine and see if I can get that to stop.
Will, what are you taking away with you from this job, Will Grandbois?
Experience in what this town is and what stories people here have to tell, what it's like to have to tell people much older and more experienced than you what to do, or whether you're going to be able to get their piece in or not. A lot of feedback from the community, most of it positive, but not always. There's the gaffes, and there's also just the things that you think you did perfectly right and the community thinks you made a mess up. I think it's, you know, really 4 years is this sort of, you know, it's a presidential term, obviously, but also the amount of time you usually spend in high school or in college. It's a pretty good unit of time to learn something and move forward and not necessarily have it define you. I know several past editors who struggled, at least initially, to find their place in the community and know who they sort of were from others' perspectives without that title. I'm not too worried about that myself. I've had it for a while. I've I've enjoyed it sometimes, and other times not necessarily wanted to be pulled aside on the street to have somebody pitch me a story. But I'm looking forward to figuring out what the next chapter is, and I appreciate what I got to learn in the meantime.
Yeah, I mean, you know, speaking of Raleigh's cool head, he fixed the... What was that?
It's a mystery to me, honestly, but...
But he fixed it, see?
Fixed
so if something
it.
Like that happens at the newspaper, although it won't be on the air, Raleigh can fix it.
I don't think you can really... Mm-hmm. Maybe television could top radio as far as technical glitches to be juggling all the time.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
I was lucky enough to miss the biggest technical glitch. I was on vacation one week when the internet went down all through town, and Trina Ortega was filling in for me and had to figure out how to get the paper out. So, while Raleigh may have the fixing skills, I apparently have the dodging those bullet skills.
That's great. You know, I'm curious, Raleigh, what do you think are going to be challenges for you in this role?
I think that it is a change up of medium for me. There are things that I really look forward to about it being weekly as opposed to when I was news director, it being daily, as you can relate, Amy, can be quite the grind. But the change in format and there are challenges I look forward to. Also, thinking more visually to get the story across, very important for the newspaper. Yeah, and then I don't think KDNK News has quite as many people maybe knocking at the door from what I've seen so far to get some piece of content run. And so managing people's expectations, saying no when something is inappropriate to run in the newspaper, and developing those skills to basically decide those things and convey them in a way that's constructive.
Well, that sounds like a massive challenge. You know, I'm wondering in the last few minutes that we have, but I know you're up for it, Raleigh. I have all the faith in the world in you, Raleigh Burley. And I'm wondering, Will Grandbois, is there anything in particular, and the same with you, Raleigh, having been on the board of the Soap or Sun for several years, what are you particularly proud of with the paper?
Oh boy, I have a laundry list. I think I'm going to have to fill my parting column with things that happened in the last 4 years. I'm super proud of the fact that we got the volumes bound, and so folks will be able to look back on the work we've done and know what this town was in any given year. I'm thrilled with our attempts to cover deeper issues and the sort of open way that we've managed to include voices from many different contributors and pretty consistently said yes to something that they're passionate about and want to share. We have a host of awards, some of which I think are particularly meaningful. Jimmy D over at the Poorhouse got an award for a column he wrote for us about being a Raiders fan in Bronco country. Sue Rawlison, who's been shooting intermittently for us, used to be kind of just our occasional school sports photographer, has stepped into just a huge role and has an award to show for that, and the most covers of the year. Every person who's come to this paper in my time there or moved on, you know, Megan Tackett now editing the Aspen Daily News, they've given me something to be proud of. I could have accomplished nothing of my own, and I would still be thrilled with how the last 4 years have gone.
Well, we have about a minute left in this show, and I really appreciate Will Grandbois and Raleigh Burley taking the time out of their busy days to join me and talk to listeners about the Soap or Sun and what they expect to leave behind or come into. Raleigh, do you plan to make any changes to the paper at all?
I plan on delivering to the same quality that people have come to expect. That's my number one priority, and I look forward to allowing the other changes to happen organically mm-hmm. throughout my time. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a rush to change anything. I've been really proud of the paper in this past year. It shines out like a beacon in these dark times. So thank you, Will, for your work, and happy holidays to everyone.
Yeah, thank you very much, Will Grandbois, and don't be a stranger to the journalistic world.
And thank you all, and I certainly won't.
All right. You've been listening to Valley Voices.